Time to catch up with what's happening in Cowal. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
What's the story with the council at the moment?
Oh, well, there's probably lots of stories, but no, the main one, the one I've got a report about is that, yeah, they've got a council newsletter that had it going for many years, and they are welcoming any community news to put in there that they may not normally have done because we haven't got a paper as such that covers Cowal anymore. Obviously, we've got the Port Lincoln paper that we could a bit of stuff into, but no, they're quite happy to give people a bit of a mention on things. And just one other thing is into recycling. The council have got a couple of recycle bins they put out, or they ask you to put out, and on the first and third Tuesday of each month. So it'll be it's been gone for the first this month, but it'll be on next Tuesday. And they've got quite a list of things that they don't want you to recycle for no other reason that they can't recycle them. So, you know, there's a few obvious things, things like babies' nappies and I think soft plastic they're not very keen on. You know, the plastic bags you get your fruit and veg in. I think they're asking there to take them along to your supermarket and they'll recycle them. Yep.
And I also understand that the school is having a soup day, is that right?
Yes, yeah, the PNF of putting on a soup day. They had a couple last year and they've got a couple this year. And the first one is on the 18th of June, that's a Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Institute supper room. That's down the back of the Institute, obviously. For $8, you get soup, a bread roll, tea and coffee. If you want any more information or details, just contact Aaron King. Everyone pretty well knows Aaron, I think, or the school, and they'll certainly sort you out with that one.
That certainly sounds like a great day out, and the colour run is also on.
Yes, it is. This is the first one that Cowal's had. I understand quite a few other centres have had colour runs, but this one's on the 4th of July, Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning. There's a 3 kilometre and a 5 kilometre run. It's starting from the school oval. Now, you could have got tickets pre-booked, but the date for that has already gone, apparently. But you can still rock up on the day and do the run. And it's a charity event for Operation Flinders. You know, that's the camp they have up in the Flinders Ranges that the kids go up there and do a lot of pretty hard yards, I think.
Mm.
And learn all sorts of good skills and things up there. So that's a charity event for that.
That's a very
it's a very good cause, yeah. Quite a few Cowal students have been up there over the years, as I remember, and I think it's something that the school quite actively promote. And just finally, mate, good luck to the Eastern Air teams at Mortlock. Just going to be interesting this year with, the teams being switched around a bit. Some people say that they're going to be stronger with the inclusion of Woodner and Kind Cutter, but then again, Far West are going to be stronger with the inclusion of Streaky Bay and Wirrawa too, so... so will Great Flinders. So it's going to be an interesting weekend, I reckon.
It certainly will, and we will have all the action of the last two matches of the Mortlock Shield coming to you live on 5CC on Monday from 1 p.m. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll have a chat again next month.
We will. Thanks, Keith. Thanks very much for your time.